play, and in 1999, you began doing some investigation and speaking out. And take it from there, Joe.
Thank you, Joyce. Well, yeah, as I mentioned before, it seemed to be a topic that the average person in the public was interested in, that a special agent would ask these questions and then be shown the door and no answers whatsoever.
Wife must have been thrilled with this newfound assertion that you had.
Oh, well, it was not good at the Bannister home, because I took a $20,000 pay cut just to get the job in 1993.
Ooh.
And I was gone for 16 weeks of training in Georgia. So our second child was an infant at the time, teething and colicky. And, so then 5 years into the job, telling my wife, honey, it looks like the income tax is a deceitful and a hoax, and I'm going to speak up about it.
Oh, man.
The good woman is still with me somehow. She's put up
wow.
with all that.
Mm.
But anyway, I just began to speak, and of course I still had, you know, I found work eventually. It was difficult to quit a job like that cold turkey. It took about a year before I financially back on our feet. But occasionally I would go out and speak, sometimes traveling far, you know, the East Coast from the West Coast. And that's where I'd meet Dave, and I met you at one point there.
That's right.
So, you know, speaking, just there'd be more and more interest, and I'd do radio shows and, you know, just kind of a part-time endeavor, and certainly wasn't getting paid for it, just trying to speak up.
That's right, and I just want to reiterate that. You were not getting paid for this. You were simply doing it because you believed it to be the right thing, and you did it, and you did it, and you did it until it made a difference.
Right, it must have made a difference, because then the IRS decided that they'd had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, rather than giving me an answer that I could share with a few million of my friends, in 2003 they decided to file a complaint against me to prohibit me from representing clients with IRS matters.
Okay, so that's what the basic indictment was against you?
Actually, that came later. This first thing was their initial attempt. They didn't like when I would go in with a client on an IRS matter, I would point out what I found to be fraud in their computer system and basically railroading the person into owing the money.
Ooh. Okay, when we get back, we're going to also talk about the employee issue. Do you have to pay that stuff every month on behalf of your employees? We'll be right back with our guest today, Joe Bannister. Whoa, freedomabovefortune.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
We continue to trust such a small group of men who have robbed us before, and they'll do it again. If they worship the dollar, the silver, the gold, and they haven't a soul, it's already been sold. And they say that we're liable, and they say that we owe, and if we don't pay their tax, off to jail we will go. But we've checked out the law, and we've studied their code, and when it's all understood, not a penny is owed. So come on, America, don't hesitate. We must all stand together before it's too late. So many before you were willing to die. And if you sit and do nothing, your children will cry.
That's right. It is your kids that are going to pay unless you, dear listener, every single one of you, don't look over there. Don't look over to the right, to the left. I'm talking to you. If you're hearing this program, it's up to you to do something about it. It's up to you to roll up your sleeves, break a sweat, get your fingernails dirty, get involved. And by the way, that song is called Come On America. It's on the album Music to Die For, and that is available along with the free Bush bonus bumper disc that you'll get for $15 plus $5 shipping. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Get Music to Die For and absolutely free the Bush bonus bumper disc. We're talking today with Joe Bannister, who is a hero in the eyes of myself, Joyce, and many other listeners out there.
Yes, and when Joe Bannister's story is one you need to know about, I hope you put a tape in. You can listen to the replay tonight from 9 to midnight Central Time on, Dave?
On 5.850 WHRA, again, time or 0200 to 0500 UTC. Share it with your friends. Folks, this is not conspiracy theory.
That's
These
right.
are the Dems de facts.
Okay, now, Joe Bannister, as you heard in the first segment, the first half hour of the program, found out there was something more involved in the IRS issue than just, you've got to pay, you've got to pay. He found out it was voluntary. He made a statement. He wrote a long letter to the IRS. They said, thank you very much, turn in your gun. He began to investigate, and then he began to speak out. Well, the IRS brought an action against him, and Joe, I'm going to let you pick it up from there.
Thank you, Joyce. The first thing they did was the civil action. It was a complaint against me trying to prohibit me from doing client representation because I would imagine that I was one of the few CPAs who, you know, wasn't afraid of the IRS and would just go in there and just, you know, call a spade a spade. And if I saw that there was fraudulent transactions going on to railroad the client, I would expose those. And so the IRS didn't like, number one, how that affected the client, but, of course, every IRS agent that I would encounter, they were used to thinking about people like, you know, that express these views as knuckle-dragging mountain dwellers. And so to have one of their own gun-carrying investigators saying this, it just drove them batty. So they had to get rid of me somehow. So they railroaded me through this process. I never saw a real judge. It was all done administratively. And that process is still in appeals. But as I stand today, I can't go into an IRS office and speak to an agent. They will pretend that I'm invisible. They won't listen to me.
Okay, is that actually what would happen if you walked in and said, hi, I'm Joe Bannister, I'd like to talk to, you know, my friend here?
It's actually already happened. I've gone in with clients after this quote-unquote disbarment, and I can speak to the client can speak to me, the client can speak to the IRS agent, but there's like this glass barrier between me and the IRS agent. So
really?
If I say anything to them, they won't respond to me, and they won't even talk. They won't even say anything to me.
Okay, now let me ask you this other question. What about your good friends and your buddies within the IRS? You don't have to name names.
Yeah, no, I still have a few friends, and they're, you know, we get along great. Actually, I'm really, that term hero, because I appreciate it, but I don't feel like I am. I just kind of tried to do the right thing, and I guess it turned into something big, but I wish that, you know, I kind of thought everybody should act the way I acted and do what I did.
Well, but you stayed the course, though, and it was not an easy course, which we're going to find out in just a second. It was not an easy course for you.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, the civil process occurred, and they railroaded it through to what they called disbarment, and so I couldn't, actively help people who were being battered and beaten by the IRS. So that wasn't good enough for them. Sometime in 2001... they had actually started a criminal investigation on me, and the investigation involved one of the clients that I had. His name is Al Thompson, and basically Al had wanted to file some tax returns, amended tax returns, to question whether or not he owed the money. Now, he had already paid the money for at least two of the 3 years, and the IRS's procedures actually say that if you want to, you know, complain about what you owe or dispute it, you're supposed to pay it first and then ask for it back.
Okay, was he talking about personal income tax?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, personal income tax. So that's how things started with Al, and basically he, as a CPA, I just was there to try to advocate for what he wanted to do. And so we did it in the most upfront, above board manner possible. We followed all the IRS procedures. And they dealt with it accordingly for a while, but then what happened after this was that Al decided to stop withholding from his workers' paychecks, and he didn't, you know, consult me about that. Had he consulted me and said, "Joe, I'm thinking about stopping withholding," I would have suggested that he not stop. Now, not because I think the law requires it, and of course, I'm just going by, again, my own research and the fact that the IRS wouldn't answer questions about withholding, for example, but because taking on something like that is a huge burden. I mean, then he's dealing with, you know, 30 to 50 employees who are each asking him questions. He's got the IRS hounding him. I felt that based on what I had seen in the past, it would have been more than Al could bear.
Okay, so that there was probably a better way to have handled it than the way he did it.
Yeah, I mean, he just kind of decided to go into this war zone with, you know, a pistol with 12 rounds in it, mm-hmm. when he needed, like, bandoliers and... So, anyway, but he didn't consult me. He just stopped because he, you know, principle-wise, he just stopped withholding. And then he told me about it 3 or 4 weeks later. So he was already in it and made the decision, so then I just tried to help him deal with the aftermath and with the IRS. Well, one of the things that I did was I went and spoke to his employees and told them my story and said, you know, you're not alone with this disconnect between what the IRS administers and what these laws in the law books actually say. Meanwhile, the IRS was doing this investigation, a criminal investigation, and they were apparently, well, I found out later, deciding they were going to charge Al and I with conspiracy to defraud the United States, which is...
Wow, that's pretty heavy.
It is. It's a felony charge that carries up to 5 years in prison. So they just waited, the IRS waited in the wings and let Al continue to not withhold for about a two-year period, obviously just wanting to run up the bill because the higher the dollar amount, the more the punishment. So rather than coming in and answering Al's questions, which, of course, he asked the IRS to come in and meet with his employees, and all he wanted was to tape record whatever they said, and they wouldn't meet with him. So they just let him continue to not withhold, and then they tried to connect me to Al with this conspiracy and charge us with this crime. And then they also decided to charge me with that these returns that I had filed or prepared for Al were false and fraudulent, and that I should serve up to 3 years in prison for each one of those, too.
Mm.
So it was November of 2004. I was indicted along with Al, and I was arrested, actually, by a couple agents that I used to work with. So that was a real fun experience.
Oh, no.
They didn't send anyone from the San Jose office, which is where I actually used to work. But they did send a couple agents from upper Northern California. And, of course, I'd meet with them every few months for training. So that was quite an experience. But anyway, I was out by the end of the day because as try as the prosecutor might to find dirt or reasons that I should stay incarcerated, he couldn't. And he even tried to say to the judge, well, you know, this Bannister guy is a flight risk, and the judge didn't buy it and let me out. So I had to prepare for trial, and what ended up happening is Al Thompson's trial was severed from my own, and he was tried in January of 2005, and I was tried in June 2005. Al made decisions, you know, like he didn't want to be represented by an attorney. The IRS had been pressing his buttons for many years prior to the arrest, and so he did not give up, shall we say. He kept driving when the special agents tried to pull him over and arrest him. So then that involved the California Highway Patrol, and they basically treated him as a flight risk, and so he was left in jail pending trial, whereas I was out and preparing. So when Al's trial came, needless to say, it's still difficult to prepare from a jail cell, and he chose not to have an attorney either. So his trial did not go well. He was convicted on the withholding charges, but he was acquitted on the conspiracy with me.
Mm-hmm.
So the jury could see that there was, it wasn't a problem with the conspiracy charge and that I had anything to do with Al's actions. So then my trial occurred in June, just a month ago, and it was certainly, you know, the preparation process was very difficult because I had to travel to Milwaukee, where my attorneys were, three or four different occasions for a week at a time, and then all the preparation here at home made it a little difficult to, you know, get my regular work done to provide for my family and yet prepare for the defense of my life.
You know, and I hate to say this, but I'm thinking of Mrs. Bannister, and I can imagine Mrs. Bannister's experience through all of this. I mean, what credit she deserves for having stood through this with you. I mean, as difficult as that might seem, listeners, that should give you hope. If you have one of those spouses that says, oh, this government stuff, you know, isn't as bad as you think it is, you know, that should give you hope. I mean, she has done. I mean, you can't do it without a supportive spouse, can you?
No, and you can't do it without God, you know, being there to really
Thank
be
you.
The rock.
That's right.
So, yeah, she's a wonderful woman who's stuck by me all these years. And, of course, I try to be a good guy otherwise, trying to get any other kinds of things that are going to make her mad.
Oh, no, I'm sure you are worth it, and I'm sure you do the dishes and everything else. But still, you know, this is asking of somebody to go through an awful lot.
Yes, more than anyone should be asked. And, of course, that's the sad part about tyranny in government is they always try to pit spouse against spouse and family member against family member. And people who want to stand up for really what should be a pretty simple process, you know, like asking a question of the IRS, turns into a criminal indictment and many years in prison. And, I always thought that happened in the Soviet Union and Cuba, and it was certainly a rude awakening to find out that that was going on here in the UFA.
That's right. You know, as the trial begins now in June of this year, and they brought a case against you. How long did how long did the preparation for the trial last?
Well, for me, it was about 7 months. I mean, as soon as I got out on bail, so to speak, I just went right to trial preparation. And it was a huge process because I basically had to put together from 1997 through 2004 what I had basically done every day of my life.
Wow.
And put together from diaries and documents that I had saved showing, you know, proving my research, proving all the activities that I did with Al, you know, to show that it was not some kind of criminal conspiracy to defraud the United States, but it was a CPA trying to go to bat for his client.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I had a great deal of documentation to prove that, and actually that was a big part of why I was acquitted, because I'm the accountant who, you know, is a pack rat and saves everything important. The jury actually talked to a couple of the jury members who acquitted me, and they said that they couldn't understand. They kept seeing the exhibit stickers on the exhibits, and it said government, you know, because the government submits exhibits and the defense submits exhibits. And they kept seeing government exhibit, and yet when they'd read the exhibit, the document, it would make me look really good. And they said, we couldn't understand, Joe, why the government exhibits were making you look so good. I said, well, that's all they had. You know, with these documents that they wanted to try to paint as some kind of a conspiracy, you know, to cheat the government out of money, and they're trying to, you know, BS you into believing that. But in fact, it was just an advocacy, you know, a CPA advocating for his client. Certainly it was a client who was asking some very difficult and unusual questions, but nonetheless, he deserves strong advocacy just as much as anyone.
Now, how long did the trial last itself?
It started on June 14th, and we got a verdict on June 23rd.
Now, we do need to add that you had some very excellent attorneys. They were invited to be on the program today. Unfortunately, we've not been able to make connection with them. But you might give them credit for the work that they did here.
Oh, extreme credit. Jeffrey Dickstein, who's well-known to the people in the so-called tax movement, he's been trying cases for 30 years. He's just phenomenal. His cross-examination abilities are second to none. Robert Bernhoft of the Bernhoft Law Firm in Milwaukee. Actually, if I can give their website.
Yes, I think we've got it linked to them, but go ahead and give it.
Bernhoftlaw.com. Robert Bernhoft is very committed to beating back this growth of tyranny. He's an excellent attorney. Robert Barnes, another one that actually wasn't at the trial table but was instrumental in strategy. Just awesome, awesome people who helped me to express and explain my position to the jury and, of course, take apart the government case and show that they were trying to con the jury. And, in fact, there's an excellent article that you can see on my blog, which you said is there on your website, linked, where there's this excellent article by Robert Raymond about which side is the con on, and that was the theme of Jeffrey Dickstein's close at my trial, that the government is trying to con the jury into believing that I was some kind of a cheat and a liar, and it fell on deaf ears, and Jeff was able to communicate that message to the jury, and they acquitted me of all charges.
Whoa, they acquitted him. We're going to be right back and find out how that felt. And also, some of you say, well, the government didn't put up too strong a case. Why is that? Let's talk about the naysayers. We'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Joe Bannister. Stay tuned.
If you've ever suffered from arthritis, joint injuries, carpal tunnel syndrome, muscle cramps of the back, neck, shoulders, legs, hands, feet, bursitis, tendonitis, muscle pulls, or sprains, then call 877-817-9829 and order Topperson. Because Topperson immediately soothes pain and inflammation. It relieves swelling and stiffness, and it improves circulation so the body can heal faster. No heat, no cold, no grease, and it won't interfere with other medications. Topperson is a patented anti-inflammatory pain relief homeopathic cream, and it's proven to have a healing effect to damaged muscles,
tendons, ligaments, and nerve tissues, and it has no side effects. A 2-ounce tube is only $16.95, and the money-saving 4-ounce jar is only $24.95. So if you suffer from any of these problems, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Topperson comes with a money-back guarantee. Call 877-817-9829 to order Topperson. Topperson is pain relief.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own, as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
America, land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Dave. It's Friday and we have Joe Bannister, one of my favorite people, with us. I'm going to get back to Joe real quickly, but those of you who have breast cancer, who have melanoma, pancreatic cancer, multiple myeloma, lung, colon, head cancer, neck cancer, oral cancer, prostate cancer, or MS, going to be interested in curcumin. Let me tell you that I just learned more information that the study that was done at MD Anderson Cancer Center using curcumin, they used 96% pure curcumin. And they say, don't buy it at the health food store because you don't know what you're getting. Well, guess what? Ours, I've confirmed, is 98% pure curcumin. 98% with the pepper added, which gives it 2,000 times more strength. And I know we're on the right track with this. And I'm now reading up on all the information on MS and curcumin. This is awesome. Yahweh God had gave us what we needed, and he put it in the form of a spice. People made curry out of it. And guess what? They don't have cancer like people who don't use curcumin. And it is a potent turmeric spice. It blocks the growth of melanoma and all other kinds of cancers. They said 14 different types of cancers. Also, it says, you know, you might want to take a loading dose of it, six a day is what it says on the package, 1 to 6 a day, and then you can taper off after a while. And it's very inexpensive when you order it from the Power Hour because it is only $21.21 for 180 caps. Now, don't, you need to take a spoon and spoon out the capsules because the yellow turmeric is so concentrated, it will stain you and it will stain your clothes. But the cost of this elsewhere is skyrocketing right now as we speak. It's $24 for 60 caps most other places. So contact the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. I'm sorry to be so excited about this, but I work next door to MD Anderson Cancer Center listeners, and I haven't seen anything like this that is as effective as this. And they're now saying get 90, at least 96% pure. This is 98% pure. At the Power Hour. Our guest today is Joe Bannister. Joe Bannister. You know his story by now with the IRS, brought charges against him, and as of June of this year, they dropped all charges. Now, why did they drop the charges against you, Joe?
Well, actually, that's a bit, they didn't drop it. The charges went, you know, to trial, and the jury evaluated the case, the government's case, and they reached a verdict, which was not guilty on all charges.
So the jury reached the verdict. I apologize. The jury reached the verdict, not guilty. And were you surprised at that time?
I wasn't. We my attorneys are very experienced at picking a jury, so to speak. We have certainly a pool of about 60 people, and you don't know who you're going to get, like the box of chocolates that Forrest Gump talks about. But, you know, we felt that we really got a good jury, and a good jury being people that are open-minded and will simply listen to the evidence. That's really all we wanted and all we needed.
I wish you could have had your attorneys ask, do you listen to the Alex Jones Show or the Power Hour? That would have been a dead tip-off, you know, to get that person on the jury.
Yeah, there's certain little buzzwords and questions that the government asks to try to get people off who have that knowledge. But, yeah, they listened to the evidence, and as I say, they had comments about the evidence and how it made me look really good. And I said, well, I mean, that's not surprising to me because all my conduct has been, you know, above board and simply trying to get answers to my questions, answers to my clients' questions, and trying to figure out why the words in the books, you know, the Code of Federal Regulations and the Internal Revenue Code say one thing, yet the IRS does another.
Okay, we're going to be right back and take your phone calls. Now that you know how this story has come out, he is innocent, listeners. Now, what happened on the issue of paying employee taxes? We'll find out about that also. 1 minute, 10 seconds, that's all. We're going to be gone. Back with the Power Hour and Joe Bannister.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday morning edition of the Power Hour. All right, cruising on down the road towards the weekend. Holy mackerel. So much good stuff going on.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Anyway, this is Dave.
And Joyce, we're talking to Joe Bannister today. He just went to a trial, and they found him not guilty. Joe, your attorneys did a marvelous job. They had prepared, as you said, for 7 months with you. But there are people out there that are saying, no, they didn't present a very strong case, so maybe there's more to this story. How do you respond to those naysayers?
Well, I guess just having lived through it and seen the hatred in the prosecutor's faces, the opening and closing statements that they made about my conduct, the fact that, normally an investigation is supposed to be done in order to determine if a crime looks like it's been committed, right? That's why they call it an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
They check things out first and only prosecute if it looks like there was actually a crime committed. And, of course, in this case, I mean, we went through the entire trial, and the government, you know, did what they could. They presented all these documents and tried to show that they were evidence of this conspiracy. The thing is that most of the documents came from my own files, and they're ones that I prepared. And they tried to make the jury believe that this was conduct befitting a conspiracy and somebody trying to cheat the government, but the jury just didn't buy it. They just couldn't see it, and that's what the jurors told me. So to say that it was a purposeful loss for the government, I didn't see it. I mean,
they're not going to set a precedent that is going to be so damaging, are they?
Exactly. I can't understand how people could reason that somehow the government is going to benefit from, you know, giving softball to this case. I mean, why bother in the first place? There, clearly the purpose was to smear me, to silence me, to be able to parade around my head on a stick saying, hey, you can't believe anything this guy says. He's wearing prison orange and he's, you know, serving 4 years in prison.
You know, I don't mean to jump in here, but you just said a couple seconds ago that you saw the hatred in the eyes of the prosecutor. And I can't help but think, but I mean, I thought that prosecutors, I mean, and folks in that position, they're supposed to be somewhat unbiased and not allow hatred or anything like that to come into this. I mean, if you're guilty of a crime and their job is to prosecute, and prosecute you and throw you in jail, well, that's one thing. But to go out there with hatred in the eyes obviously goes beyond the job of a prosecutor. Did that come through with the jury?
I mean, the jurors, some of the jurors, you could tell by their demeanor that they were not happy with the prosecutors as prosecutors or as people, just by the way they carried themselves. When the verdict was read, the prosecutor, Robert Twiss, stormed out of the courtroom.
Really?
Did not shake anyone's hand, did not say anything to anyone, and he nearly knocked one of my brothers over, who's, you know, brother's a police officer. I guess he better watch who he knocks over.
Let me ask you another question here, because there have been talks and rumors about judges and IRS agents and stuff like that that get a percentage of the things that they confiscate, whether it be cars or real estate or property, stuff like that. First of all, is that true? And if so, is it possible that maybe the prosecutor was upset because he didn't get his shares of the spoil?
Now, let me just add, we've got to go to a break. Joe, can you stay with us for a little while into the next hour?
Certainly.
Okay, great, because we've got a bunch of callers that want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, your response to that question. Oops, we're going to get it after the break.
Okay,
yeah. Because
right.
I'm curious, you know, I want to put that particular theory to bed, and if it's not a theory, I want to know about it. I mean, do these IRS agents, judges, and everybody involved get a piece of the action? And are these guys upset because maybe they were cut out? They didn't get their bonus.
Remember, the replay tonight from 9 to 12 midnight on 508.
No, try again. 5850.
I do that.
We'll be back.
We've all heard that garlic has been used for centuries to ward off everything from diseases to demons. What is it about garlic that makes it the most recognized and widely used spice in history? It's called allicin. Allicin is the primary active ingredient in fresh crushed garlic. According to the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, garlic has only 5,000 micrograms of allicin potential. Garlamax has only 5,500 micrograms of allicin potential. But Alamax has 180,000 micrograms of allicin yield guaranteed. That's why Alamax stands head, shoulders, hips, and ankles above every other garlic product on the market today. Call 877-817-9829 to order Alamax. That's 877-817-9829. Garlic is the number one all-natural antiviral and antibacterial spice on earth, and allicin is the reason. When you need the power of garlic, you need the power of Alamax. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And remember, garlic is allicin, and allicin is Alamax.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, everybody. This is Devon Cloyce.
And Joyce Riley.
And we all know knowledge is power, and that's why we call this the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors of this radio station, and guess what, folks? This time you can make your own list. All right, here we go. Hour number three of today's Friday installment of the Power Hour is now in session, coming up on 9 minutes past the hour, whatever hour you're sitting in. Our special guest today is an American hero. Joe Bannister has taken on the IRS, and it looks like he won this one. And before we get to the calls, I mean, Barney's been hanging on forever. Joe,
let me just give the website, freedomabovefortune.com. Freedomabovefortune.com. There's another Blogspot website you can go to also, along with his attorney's website. And by the way, that is Bernhoft, B-E-R-N-H-O-F-T, law.com.
Okay, now before we get to the calls, I asked a question before the break. There is a rumor going around that judges and IRS agents and anybody that's involved in the prosecution of quote-unquote IRS offenders get a cut of the action, a percentage, a piece of the spoil and the plunder. Is it possible that, or maybe there's a payoff involved, is it possible, Joe, that that the prosecutor or some of these folks might have been involved in this?
It's possible. I can tell you, in the 5 years I was at the IRS, I never saw evidence of a direct, you know, payoff or commission. I did see, because I was the asset forfeiture coordinator for the Central California District of the IRS, and there is a percentage share that goes on when there's a seizure. If, let's say, a drug dealer's car is seized and a local police department assists in the seizure or somehow in the investigation, there's a sharing mechanism that once the car is taken and liquidated, that a percentage may go to the local police department that they can use for equipment or those kinds of things. So that's the only percentage of the spoils, so to speak, that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly, you know, admit if I got extra bonuses for you know, incarcerating people or things like that, I never saw it personally.
Okay, I just wanted to put that rumor to bed. That's why I asked.
Okay, let's go to Barney in Maryland. Barney, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Everything that Joe's been talking about, I've agreed with for the past 35 years. Well, everything that Joan Vian was telling us and everything that's going on in the world today, if you were to read Dr. John Coleman's book, The Committee of 300, you see, and he tells all about it, and he also tells all the players.
Okay, do you have a question for our guest, Joe Bannister?
No, I was just hung on.
Okay, well,
very
thank,
good.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Joe in Massachusetts. Joe, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello,
Joe.
Yeah, I'm on. He just put me on. I guess it took a minute to get on.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Joyce? How you doing, Dave?
Hi there, Joe. Thanks.
Yeah, and I just want to say I'm getting some more product that I can, and I appreciate it. I just can't take the curcumin because I can't see to touch the tablets. You know, you said it's all orange, so maybe someday they'll fix that, but who knows?
Come on, Joe. Yellow fingers are no problem.
Okay,
I didn't
know this. I'm just telling you what Debbie told me. She said it stains. Okay, so question, Mr. Bannister, are you going to help other people like Willie Nelson who wanted to do this and make that stuff available? Because I've always believed this. And what about people that want to give money? Let's say I understand that if you give $10,000 or more, you have to report it to the government. I don't think it's anybody's business. You know what I mean?
Well, there are a lot of regulations that have come, you know, through the decades, clamping down on cash transactions. There is a requirement to at least.
Well, my question is that all involved? I mean, did they just keep adding and adding? Are those regulations totally wrong? I mean, because you're the first guy to win this kind of case, and I'm glad.
Well, the regulations that are there certainly apply to someone, some class of people. Of course, the question that I've had from the beginning is, you know, why is it that the government will go beyond what is the limitations in the regulation or the statute? So, for example, you know, the federal government does have jurisdiction over something like cash transaction reports, but the question is who? Over who?
Yeah, because it's none of their business. I mean, if Joyce or Dave wants to give some money away, that's none of anybody's business. That's their money, and they shouldn't have to be taxed for it, or I don't understand all that. But
well,
anyway.
You bring up a good point because, you know, I used to investigate money laundering conduct, and to me, as seeing it from, you know, behind the scenes and inside the law enforcement community, it looks to me like it's just a pretext to spy on the public.
Yeah. So it's
not. They're not making any kind of a dent in the drug trade or the money laundering trade.
You're absolutely right. Hey, Joe, thank you very much for the phone
call.
Can I
ask one quick quiz?
All right, quickly.
Are you going to make this available to everybody to help people, some of us who are blind and who are working and not working? I know I'm not, but I know a lot of people. Like Willie Nelson almost lost his life because of the IRS.
Okay, is there a way to share this information, Joe, that you've learned?
Well, I mean, just other than going to the Blogspot or the freedomabovefortune.com, I'm trying to educate people. It's a kind of a one-man show, at least as far as my effort. You know, people have to talk to their friends, their relatives, you know, tell 10 people to tell 10 people so that these prosecutions will stop because they can't convict anyone. It really comes down to education, and, of course, you know, Joyce and Dave are doing a great job at doing that.
Well, you know, I also wanted to throw in there's another trial that's going to be coming up here with Larkin Rose. They're going after him with the 861 issue. You're familiar with that, I'm sure.
Actually, that was part of my trial because that was what we based the amended returns on.
Is that right? I'm so glad you brought that up. I'll tell you what, I want to talk more about that, but let's go to Roger in PA before the break. Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Joe Bannister.
Yes, thank you, folks. Yeah, and I got the idea quite on my own that the issues devolving in your case are not related as a conspiracy defendant, not so much to the other, say, taxpayer-type defendants. And if you could add that to this quick composite and just leave me on in case you leave anything foggy. And that is also, could you tell us the extent to which any questions came up in the trial and would have contributed to your acquittal related to any show us the law type question.
Okay, wait a minute. Ask the question very succinctly. Two questions. Give me two questions, Roger.
Okay. How much did questions come up in the trial relating to show us the law, and how much did you figure that may have contributed to your acquittal?
Okay. That's enough. Okay, let's let him respond.
Okay. Well, a couple. The first was my former boss at the IRS, Robert Guarini. He was deposed because he had to go to Iraq for an assignment. And we wondered, of course, if the government was trying to whisk him off before he could testify. So we were able to get a deposition of him. And near the end of his deposition, he was asked about filing of tax returns. And because there was a question about my own filing or not filing, and, you know, Bob Guarini, my boss, being upset about that. And so I could read you actually the excerpt here from the...
Okay, let me ask you before you respond to that, did you continue to file your tax returns?
Well, you know, it's pretty much public information on my website. It's the explanation for that.
Okay.
I'd probably like to leave it because it's not a yes or no answer.
Okay, fine. FreedomAboveFortune.com.
Yeah, or the blogspot.com.
Okay.
Anyway, it says here, the question was from my attorney, Jeff Dickstein, to Bob Guarini, what section of the Internal Revenue Code requires somebody in Joe Bannister's position to file a tax return, sir? And the answer from Bob Guarini, who had spent nearly 30 years in the IRS, said, I don't know off the top of my head. And then Dickstein responded, have you ever studied those issues personally? And Greeny answers, if I had studied them, and I may have studied them at one time or taken a course in it, but you're talking about something that happened 30 to 35 years ago.
I would think if they're going to come to a court of law and argue a point that they would know what the heck they're talking about.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, certainly the code, we all know, code and regulations are extremely complex, but I liken it to my own brothers who are police officers. If you ask them what section of the penal code forbids you from murdering someone or, you know, driving over 65 or whatever, they can find it. They can even recite the code section to you. But when you're talking about the Internal Revenue Code, these 100,000 IRS employees that are out there administering this can't even point to the law that requires filing and requires payment for most Americans. So now the second, I don't know if I have time to do it or is there a break coming up because it's the second issue.
You've got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, another witness, and this is why I don't believe that there was any pulling of punches by the government. They had a witness named Tom DeLeonardo, and he was a prosecutor that prosecuted one of my tax cases back when I was an investigator for the IRS. And I had encountered Tom a couple times after my resignation. It really felt like it was almost the hand of God putting us together because it was amazing how it happened. But anyway, Tom was a prosecutor for the Department of Justice, and I sincerely asked him face-to-face if he would arrange for a meeting with me and some Department of Justice official, anyone, because the IRS wouldn't answer my questions. And I said, Tom, even if you'll volunteer yourself, I mean, somebody has to deal with these questions, and then I can, like I say, share it with a few million of my friends. So I found out during the trial that he actually sent an email to his boss, Ron Cimino, who was the chief of prosecutions for the Department of Justice for the entire Western United States. And he emailed Ron Cimino asking him to meet with me, and Ron Cimino did not even respond to Tom DeLeonardo's email.
My goodness.
That's his subordinate, and Tom asked him this question if he would meet with me and answer the question, and Cimino did not even respond to Tom's email.
That's the way it is when you've got these people slithering under rocks. They don't want to see the light of day.
That email is on my website. If you click on IRS Lockout Update, that's
okay.
A Freedom Above Fortune. People can actually look at the email themselves.
Okay, we're going to be back in 4 minutes, and I want to tell you how to get American Free Press. Big article today about him.
Let's face it. We know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan.
A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers were willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday morning edition of The Power Hour.
Do you remember?
Now, this is Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley. Our special guest today is Joe Bannister, former IRS agent. And, he beat the IRS at their own game. And we're fielding as many phone calls as we can. I'm going to ask everybody to please be brief with their question. Get to the point. And that means you, Roger. I know you had a second part of your question. I'm going to let you go ahead and ask it. But please, don't take 2 minutes to ask what time is it. So get right to the point there, Roger. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Did you figure that those non-answers contributed to your acquittal? And lastly, would you encourage or discourage anyone from regarding any aspects of your case as a precedential or other cases?
Okay. As far as the non-answer, it most definitely affected whether or not I was acquitted, because two of the jury members told me so. They said that it was a crowning issue. That it was clear from the evidence, as I said, the DeLeonardo email, which is on my website, and a lot of the other evidence in my documentation that was actually used in the government's exhibits, that I asked these questions sincerely, that the questions were not answered, and that was a big part of the reason why the jury could see I would maintain my good faith and sincerity, because I'm going on what I know and trying to ask the government for their input, and they don't give it. As far as precedential value, I wish that my attorneys were on to give a more of a legal opinion on that, but this is a criminal trial, and I was acquitted of all charges, meaning that I was not guilty of the charges alleged. As far as precedent for others, it doesn't affect other cases. What can happen, though, is people can look at this as a factual circumstance where 12 people who did not know me listened to the best evidence that the government could present and see that there was no case. There was no case for conspiracy. There was no case for filing false returns. And so the power of the jury system and the power of jurors being open-minded and aware of these issues is much more powerful than any IRS or Department of Justice. So the precedent to me is that people need to realize how important it is to spread the word about, you know, the trial, the acquittal, and not as a justification to just, you know, stick it to the IRS, but to just educate people about the truth. And before you know it, juries will no longer be convicting people. And if the one half of the government's fear mechanism, which is putting people in prison, will be gone.
Okay, let me ask you this: a couple of pointed questions here. Now, what happened to Mr. Thompson?
Well, as I say, he was convicted of the withholding part of the charges, and the returns that were prepared, the jury considered those to be false, and but the conspiracy charge, they acquitted him on. So he was sentenced in, I think, April, just before April 15th, to 6 years in prison.
Okay, so he will be spending 6 years in prison.
Right.
Okay, the issue of the employee taxes, is that a pivotal issue now?
Well, you know, from my perspective, of course, I was there with Al, and I saw how, you know, he decided to stop withholding. And then I saw the tactics that the IRS used after. And just as we've seen here time and time again, Al invited the IRS to come in and explain to him why the withholding was required, explain to his employees. Rather than do that, the IRS went to each employee individually and, you know, basically put the fear of God in them that they were going to, you know, give them out in the street. And that's the way the IRS, does business.
Well, you know, it comes right down to the question, show us the law. What part of show us the law do they not understand?
You're right, Dave, and of course that was the theme of my case, and it's been the theme of everything that I've done since 1999. And then the jury saw that somebody shouldn't be put in prison for asking questions and speaking up about these things, especially if they're sincere, and they could see that I was. And we actually had a videotape.
Okay, well, tell us about the videotape afterwards, because the break's coming, and we want to know, the listeners out there want to know the case number.
So why don't you get your paper and pencil, listeners, and after the break, we will get you the style of the case and the case number. Our guest today is Joe Bannister. We're talking about the IRS case that he won. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescription. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Broadcasting from the most hated nation on the face of the planet with all the news they hope you never hear. This is the Power Hour. All right, coming up on 34 minutes past the hour, whatever hour you're sitting in. Oh, man. Power Hour team rules.
Yes.
And Joe Bannister is one of our prize members.
Oh, makes man. You proud, doesn't it?
Oh, you darn betcha. You darn betcha. Anyway, welcome back. This is Dave Onclois.
And Joyce Riley. Please sign up for American Free Press. Go to AmericanFreePress.com. The lead story, front page story today is Flight 93 was shot down. Yeah, they have determined the Flight 93 was shot down. And on the third page, guess what? A juror in the landmark IRS trial tells the hidden side of the story. Here's how you can get American Free Press. Go to AmericanFreePress.com or 888-699-NEWS. 888-699-NEWS.
And tell them the Power Hour sent you.
You betcha. The Power Team sent you. AmericanFreePress.net or .com. AmericanFreePress.net. Sorry about that. And you can find out about the hidden side of the Joe Bannister story.
Okay, now getting back to the issue that we were talking about just before the break. Joe, you were just going to tell us about a video, but also we've got callers, numerous callers, wanting to know the case number so they can look it up and get a transcript and all kinds of stuff like
and
that
is
there.
Is it on your website?
Probably probably some of the documents that were filed and the case numbers on it, but I can give it to you also.
Okay.
It's S as in Sam, dash 04, dash 0435, and then the initial W, B as in boy, S as in Sam. That's
okay.
For William B. Shubb. He was the judge.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. And you said something about a video.
Well, basically, there is a video of the Guarini deposition, my former boss at the IRS, and or DVD. Also, there was some interviews with the jurors. There's things that I'm and the transcript and various actual mementos from the trial. We're trying to get our hands on some of those things and possibly get them ready that people want them. Of course, they can go through their own channels. Like you say, they can call up the court or, you know, try to get it with the case number. But we're probably going to get multiple copies of those and make them available. And, you know, certainly I could still use the donations if people are able.
Okay.
There's some significant expenses that go into winning something like this.
Oh, man, all the money in the world, probably.
Yeah.
But freedomabovefortune.com, does that tell people how they can donate to help you out?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
There's something called IRS lockout update, which is basically what the IRS has been trying to do, lock me out of their doors and keep me from speaking about my experiences. And
are they locking you out of getting a job?
No, I mean, somewhat, just in the sense that, you know, actual direct IRS representation of clients. But fortunately for me, I've got a wide variety of experience in accounting, and, you know, so I'm fine.
Okay, great. But the donations are needed. Huge legal expenses, listeners. Please go to freedomabovefortune.com and check out how you can please help Joe Bannister. He stood and he did the good fight for all of us. Let's go to Arnie in Tennessee. Arnie, you're on the air with our guest today, Joe Bannister. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
The reason why I want to get on with you is because we are in a situation where we've recently been charged with willful failure to file and conspiracy to defraud the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of going just to pretrial, because we haven't actually started the trial yet, we don't have an attorney. And so we're seeking out good representation. I've heard of Robert Bernhoff and people that represented you. But what happened this last time when I went in there, I had said something to the judge or didn't do exactly what he wanted me to, and he held me in contempt of court, and then they took me in the back, and they literally beat me up. They hurt my arm. Initially, they thought they had broken it, but now the ligaments are torn in. I cannot use my left arm. They smashed my face into the wall, cut my bridge of my nose, and hurt my back and my neck. And I've been to several therapy sessions since then, and it's been about 2 weeks ago. So I don't know what avenue to pursue in this, but I do know that they were very aggressive with me, and they, you know, just had, yeah. But they did fingerprint me, and 30 minutes later they let me go.
Well, you know, Tennessee is where Vernice Kuglin, actually, the Federal Express pilot, was acquitted of tax evasion charges. I'm certain that all the judges in that area are well aware of the Vernie Kuglin case and the acquittal. And you know, I was fortunate that I had a judge that was, you know, I got a fair trial, and they didn't do that kind of nasty physical stuff to me.
I can't believe this. I'm shocked.
I wouldn't put it past them because, you know, they really have nothing else except to try to intimidate you, and it's sickening that they would actually physically harm you. But like I say, with the Vernice Kuglin acquittals a couple of years ago, I'm sure, especially down in the Tennessee area, they're just beside themselves, you know, because of this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, you know, I mean, certainly the Bernhoff Law Firm did an excellent job for me, and I would certainly highly recommend them. There are other attorneys that are very expert in this area, but Bernhoff Law Firm, as far as I'm concerned, is second to none.
Well,
okay. I am shocked, Arnie. What, I mean, did you make a police report of this?
We contacted the FBI and filed a formal complaint against them. We also contacted the Internal Affairs Division of the U.S. Marshals in Washington, and we have filed a formal complaint. Absolutely.
Is there anything else that he might be doing at this point that you know of, Joe?
Well, one thing Arnie could do is, if he could, on my website is a P.O. box, if he could send me a letter and describe the situation, if possible, I might be able to put it out to my email list and just try to at least publicize it. But I don't want to make things worse for you. But if you need publicity, as you're already getting some, obviously, with Dave and Joyce, but that's what really has worked best for me, is to expose what's going on so that people are watching, and it's tended to make me a lot safer. But, you know, of course, I leave that up to you.
Well, visibility is usually the answer. And now, Arnie, is there anything we can do to help you on this? Do you have anything put together, or is this on a website?
No, because it only happened 2 weeks ago, and as far as the injuries were concerned, and I spent almost $10,000 so far just in going in and out of the hospitals and medical stuff. So,
can you call me after the program and let's see what we can do?
I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, great. 877-817-9829. Thank you, Arnie, for the phone call. I do wish you the best. Let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on the air with Joe Bannister. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Go ahead, please.
Please explain the legal theory behind the IRS policy of not requiring employers to withhold for immigrant workers with H-1B visas, but with no intent to be naturalized ever.
Okay, your response, Joe?
Gosh, that's way too technical to, you know, I know nothing about H-1, I mean, I know what an H-1B visa is, I've heard of it, but as far as commenting on the legal policy, I'm just not competent in that area.
Okay, so that's not an area that you've specialized in, but it is true then? Is that what you're saying, Richard, that H-1B visa people don't have to have their taxes?
That's why Bill Gates wants to hire all these Chinese. He wants Chinese computer programmers because he saves money on the withholding.
I see. Okay. I'm sorry we can't answer your question, but it's a good one, though, Richard. Thank you. Jim in Kansas, you're on the air with Joe Bannister. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Bill. Thank you for being a truth seeker. We
no
owe you
kidding.
A lot.
Yes.
And Joyce and Dave, may you never paint your microphones orange.
Never here. No way.
The WeChat was just on this morning, and when they split the screen and had the top and the bottom cut away, you know, they had orange on there.
Yep. It's orange and blue all over England, all over the UK.
Yep.
They got bombed, too.
Now, Joe, on the IRS, have you ever gone into the reason why they so vociferously are protecting the system? You know, the fact that the money is not created until somebody borrows it, but the interest is never created, so they have to get the wage to kill the interest or they'll have runaway inflation.
I mean, that's my understanding. And, of course, along with the income tax investigation that I did, I couldn't help but see the connection to the Federal Reserve and the monetary system, that's part of the report that I submitted to the IRS. It didn't enter into my trial, obviously, at all. But no, I'm well aware of the marriage between the income tax and the monetary system, for sure.
Yeah, well, obviously, your actions are a direct threat to the money system, and that's why they want you so bad. That's why they want it stopped.
I think you're right. Thank you very much for that phone call, Jim. Let's go to Bill in New Jersey. You're on the air with our guest today, Joe Bannister.
Is this for Bill?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I always get static when you do that.
No, wait a minute.
For Richard's answer. For Richard's answer, I'll give it to him right now, 14th Amendment. They're not U.S. citizens, my friend. That's how come you get away with it. Now, Mr. I want to talk to Mr. Bannister about something. On the master file, was created for a 14th Amendment citizen. Now, the way I see it, the 1040 form rests, got the OMB number, has to do with Title 27. We are not in alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, the average person out here. So what happens is the master file takes care of that with the straw man, who is the 14th Amendment citizen. Title 27 and 1040, they go together. Now, that's the only way I see them get away with this act. And they're not going to tell you what's going on out there, because if you ever knew what's in your master file, you'd go nuts. You'd go bonkers. You'd have to go bonkers, because they got them You can be in the oil business, the drug business, every kind of business. Now, you know that, don't you, Mr.
Okay, now let me just...
Mr. Bannister, you know
there's
that.
There's so much static on your line, Bill. Let me go to Joe Bannister, the master file issue, Joe.
Well, I mean, he's mentioned some things that I am familiar with and some things I'm not. I have found, as I was saying, part of the reason the IRS didn't want me helping clients anymore was because I would point out what I believed to be fraudulent entries in the individual master file transcript. The individual master file is the computer system that the IRS uses to keep track of people. And I've seen evidence with my own eyes where they will alter the entries or put in an entry that is not justified by the circumstances in order to achieve a result, which is, you know, to take have some kind of a basis for taking money from people or putting a lien on their house. But those entries in the IMF, the individual master file, appear to me to be fraudulent and not substantiated by the circumstances. OMB control numbers, I've also seen some interesting stuff with those, and the fact that the forms that are used for each particular regulation seem to point to only a foreign earned income as opposed to domestic income. I have seen where people are classified as different than what they truly are, what their circumstances are in the IMF. So, you know, the stuff about the 14th Amendment, I'm not really that knowledgeable in that area. But Bill actually mm-hmm. does bring up some interesting points that, again, people should look into.
Absolutely. So let me go to Kevin, our last caller for you. Kevin in Florida, you're on the air with Joe Bannister. Go ahead, please.
Hey, quick question for Joe. Understanding with, I really appreciate what you've done, Joe. As a matter of fact, back in the late 90s, I started praying that our Heavenly Father would bring somebody out of the system that was a part of it, but would become basically opposed to it. But,
so you're the one that started all this.
That's right.
Father answered your prayer.
I believe he did, but here's one of my questions concerning your co-conspirator there, quote unquote. My understanding is, I've done a lot of research on the Internal Revenue Code, that unless somebody is a registered withholding agent with the IRS, that there's no basis for them to withhold from employees' taxes. Is this correct?
I've seen some of that research, and it could very well be true. It probably is. But the problem is that, you know, when you're put on trial like this, it comes down to a jury of 12 people who have almost no knowledge about any of these issues. They're like all of us used to be, if I can say so, you know, where we all thought that the government was benevolent and there was a Santa Claus, and, you know, that's the mentality of the average juror. And so all of these technical issues about who's actually required to withhold tend to go over their heads, and they fall back on what they have always thought to be true, unless you have a coherent defense that you can show, you know, sincere effort on your part. And I think I saw Al's conduct, and I believe that he was sincere all the way along, but he was not able to convey that to the jury when he didn't have an attorney who knew the procedures of the court, when he had to go to jail every night to be locked up, no ability to really prepare a coherent defense. So, I mean, I agree with you that, you know, when you look at the provisions, it comes back to the question of, do these actually require us to do the things that the IRS expects? Mm-hmm. And in my view, in my investigation, a lot of times they do not. But as far as conveying that message to a jury, it's an uphill battle. You know, it's like trying to convince somebody who's a bigot or a racist that, hey, this guy with a different color skin really is a good guy.
Right.
They don't have that mindset, and it's difficult in a 1 or 2 week trial with a question and answer type format to convey that message.
That's right.
Years ago, I was reading that one of the tactics the IRS does is they find out who the jurors are beforehand, and then they go to them and put the fear of the IRS in them. I don't know if that's true or if you've ever seen any of that. Have you in your experience?
I've talked to people who say that they've actually they got a tip that there was an IRS agent, undercover agent on the jury, that the IRS is – there's a case right now I think it's being appealed where – The courtroom was filled with IRS agents who were giving the evil eye to the jury. I mean, that's an actual case. It's in appeals right now. They tend to do whatever it takes. I think just like that other caller who had his arm hurt by the marshals, I think it really comes down to how much scrutiny is being paid to the case. In my case, there was a ton of scrutiny.
That's right.
And so people were on their best behavior for the most part.
Right. You were pretty well known at that point.
That's
right.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. Joe, I want to thank you so very much for the opportunity to visit with you this long. Thank you, Kevin and Florida. Excellent calls today. Go to freedomabovefortune.com. Please support Joe. The fight is not over. He's got the bills now to pay, listeners, and we can all help him out. So please support him. Joe, we salute you. Thank you, and stay with us and stay safe.
Thanks, Joyce and Dave, for having me. Take care.
Wow. And listen, if you've had dinner with him, let me tell you, you won't ever question Joe Bannister. We'll be right back. Stay
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that...